Michigan State and U of Colorado researchers, using family photos as video conferencing backgrounds is offensive. By Tom Sikata on May 18, 2020. Researchers from Michigan State University and the University of Colorado argued recently in a press release that it is offensive to use a wedding or family photo as a background during a video conference. The pair argues that such photos reinforce dominant social norms and identities. A press release, which was highlighted this week by the College Fix, makes the case that personal photos can be offensive when used as a background during video conferences. Video conference software such as Zoom allows users to create their own virtual backgrounds that appear behind them during calls. The press release was penned by Amy Bonomi, a social science researcher at Michigan State University, and Nelia Viveros, a researcher at the University of Colorado. Bonomi and Viveros argue that wedding and family photos reinforce dominant social norms and identities when they feature opposite-sex couples and express unconscious bias. Unconscious bias includes using language, symbolism, and nonverbal cues that reinforce normative social identities with respect to gender, race, sexual preference, and socioeconomic status, Bonomi said in a comment for the press release. For example, when the virtual background of a Zoom meeting attendee has pictures of his or her wedding, it unintentionally reinforces the idea that marriage is most fitting between opposite sexes. Viveros argued that Americans should consider who is being excluded when they use wedding or family photos as a virtual background during video conferences. Symbolism. Be conscious about what your virtual environment might symbolize. It's unlikely that in face-to-face meetings, participants be seated in front of a wall of family photos. While virtual backgrounds may be a way for participants to express themselves, it is important to understand who is being excluded and included with these types of actions, Viveros said. Breitbart News reported in March that professors have expressed concern that their political biases would be exposed by the shift to online instruction. Texas Christian University Associate Professor Emily Ferris warned her colleagues that their controversial lessons would be recorded and shared by right-wing sites. If you are recording a lecture on anything controversial, be prepared for right-wing sites to ask students to share it, Ferris said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.